Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Manager Ryan Waller about the most recent City Council meeting.
Indianola City Council met in regular session Monday evening, and one of the things talked about was some rezoning on West 2nd Avenue. Why don't you talk about what the council approved and how that affects Indianola residents?
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Andrew. So the property that was rezoned is one of the city's D&D lots. This has been something that the city's tried aggressively to get that lot back on the tax rolls. It was originally zoned R2, R3 previously, and then as part of a previous development agreement that the city had with a previous developer, zoned it to C2. That developer backed out, and we relisted the property. We had some interest from this current developer who was looking to make it into townhomes. So we went through the rezoning process. That developer has since backed out. They cited rising cost of lumber and the recent presidential elections as to reasons why they wanted to back out of the deal. And in talking with our real estate partners and our P&Z commission, the thought was that it was more marketable at an R2 or R3, most likely not going to be commercial. So the decision was made to continue with the zoning process and get it back to that zoning classification.
All right. Another thing talked about was the bonds coming in for the streetscape project. Talk about what council approved and a long step process for these bonds, as I've come to learn from both city council and school boards.
Yeah, it's a very legal process. We've got a great team helping us through the process. D.A. Davidson's our financial advisor. Allers and Cooney's is our bond counsel. And then Andy Lynn, our finance director, has really done a great job of walking us through this process, making sure all the T's are crossed and I's dotted. This is the financing for the streetscape, half the cost of a fire truck, and refinancing some existing debt. So we got authorization from council to go out and sell these bonds. The bond sale determines the rates that we get, the interest rates that we have to pay. And under both issuances, the city got under 1% interest, which is outstanding. One of them is 0.96 and the other is 0.83. So this is simply outstanding for really several things that are very impactful, positive for our community, the streetscape and obviously the fire truck. We want to make sure we've got equipment that can is ready and able to protect and serve our community. But the streetscape is a generational project, and we're certainly excited about that. And it's just fantastic that those rates came in as low as they did, because that means we're able to accomplish more and the cost is significantly less. So and that's because of our financial policies, the stewardship exhibited by council and staff in adhering to those policies. And this is, as our financial advisor said during the council meeting, these were comments directly identified by Moody's, the rating agency, which is they rate the credit score of the city. This was put directly in their scorecard on the city. And for all the things that we could control, we're AAA bond rated, which is the absolute highest that we can get. And our overall bond rating is AA2. So very, very great news for our community, and very excited about this project.
All right. Well, there was a meeting with the kind of COVID response team for the city. Some decisions were made earlier this week about city facilities and the brush facility. So talk about those decisions and what that means for Needle residents, especially coming up this fall when the brush facility is scheduled to close.
Yeah, so we'll start first with the brush facility. Brush facilities, normal hours this weekend conclude. We do have the ability to extend that. Council's already given us that authorization. So if there is a need to extend for an additional weekend after the Thanksgiving holiday, we can certainly do that. We'll be monitoring the call volume here at the city, which is typically when we understand what the community's need is. Because of COVID, what we would do is if we extend it for that additional weekend, we would have it be just the leave drop-off only. Anything with brush requires the exchanging of money, and just with the COVID rates on the rise, it's just open it up so we can have the free drop-off for the leaves, just for safety purposes, but also making sure we're maintaining that level of service. And when you look around, most of the yard waste that you're seeing is leaves on the ground. So there's that. And then just regarding the closure of facilities, the city's management team continues, as we have throughout the beginning of the pandemic, dating back to February of 2020, have been monitoring the events. We meet regularly to talk about what the rates are for our community, what additional steps, if any, do we need to take. Over the last couple of weeks, we have increased some of the things that we did, mandating masks for employees as they're walking outside of their offices here at City Hall. And then just on just this morning, or last night, we issued, last night, which would have been Monday night, before the governor issued her proclamation, we made note that we were going to be closing the library and activity center. And that's due to the fact that we've had a spike in rates, positivity rates here locally. So we're going to monitor that and when the time's right, reopen those facilities. But as we did at the onset of the pandemic, staff are available. If you call the numbers for those facilities, staff are there. They'll be able to respond and assist. The library is going to continue to do curbside pickup. So again, trying to maintain a level of service as best as we can to ensure the safety of those we serve as well as our staff.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode.